Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Coach Chat, and I am Laurie Lawson. My fantastic co-host is the amazing...
Thanks, Laurie. Bernie Siegel, calling in from the Catskill Mountains, where it's snowing today.
I know. Can you believe it? Catskills knows how to do holidays. That's so cool. Let me tell you a little bit about Coach Chat, and then I'll tell you a lot about my guest. We at Coach Chat believe if you change your perspective, you can change your entire life. And we developed this radio show for coaches and for people who are interested in one of the fastest-growing professions in the world today. We have people on who give you fantastic tips and takeaways that will help you in your personal life and your business life. And today we have someone, I think she could help you everywhere. She's got so many qualifications. Antoy Grant. Antoy, we are so happy to have you.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Laurie and Bernie. I'm excited to be here and chat with you guys and you know, share stuff with your viewers. They're listening.
Love it, love it. Well, let me tell you why we're excited to have her. These are just a few of the things that Antoy is involved in: life coaching, executive coaching, public speaking, business consulting, video production. She's the founder and CEO of Mango Seed Television, and she's the creator and host of the Antoy Show. As well as, in her spare time, she's the director of marketing for ICF NYC in New York City. So she's a busy lady, and I'm so thrilled that you took time out of your schedule to be with us.
Oh,
so,
definitely,
Bernie,
definitely. And I got tired of hearing all of that.
I know. You make me tired just thinking about it. But Bernie, I know you'd like to ask the first question, so go for it.
Sure. So, Antoy, it's great to have you here, and a lot of our listeners like to know a bit about the journey that our guests have made to get to where they are today and to be doing what they are today. There's so many things that you have been involved with, which is just can't wait to talk about. But maybe just briefly tell us a little bit about, you know, your background and your journey to where you are today.
Oh, definitely, Bernie. So, my journey started as a little girl in Jamaica, West Indies, not Queens. And my first, inspiration was I was watching television, not the best television set. It had how you used to put the foil on the antenna to get a good signal. And I saw the prime minister on television, and I said, you know, someday I'm going to have something to do with that. I'm going to be on television or do something. So that's kind of where the first spark started. And then I moved to the U.S., and lo and behold, I end up working as a model and as an actor and in the entertainment business, and then moved kind of behind the scenes to producing, writing, and directing. And then I ended up starting my own production company. And, during that process of helping clients, you know, create marketing and, you know, videos and productions and films and those types of things, I would always develop a relationship with them, and they would end up kind of sharing their issues or problems or relationship, you know, things they were going through with me. And it's kind of been a place that I've been in throughout my life. Even as a child, people would share things they probably shouldn't. And, you know, I realized after a while, you kind of are coaching, but you don't realize that you've been doing it your whole life. So most recently I added coaching. I call it to my toolkit. So it's kind of added to my entertainment toolbox, I would say. And, you know, I'm still figuring out how it all fits in. But it's been an awesome journey.
It's so funny. Great. Because I bet if you talk to the majority of coaches, they would all say, I was doing this anyway. And then someone said, you should be a coach. And I went, oh, my gosh, I can get paid for this? I think we all kind of said, oh, wait a minute. There's a profession out there that I'm doing it already. Let me get some money for it. So that's fantastic. Yeah. So are you, are you concentrating on the entertainment world for coaching, or who's your clients?
Well, you know, as someone that does marketing, it's kind of interesting when it comes to yourself sometimes. You know things for others that you may not always be able to focus in on for you. So I would say right now I'm just in the flow of how mm-hmm. things unfold for me with my career because I am, you know, from the entertainment industry, a majority of my clients are entertainment, you know, related people and creatives. But, you know, I don't exclude anyone. I'm not like, oh, you only have to be creative. I think the through line for the work that I do is, you know, I'm good at helping whoever you are or whomever get from point A to point Z quickly. So I'm still trying to figure out that niche of what I am as a coach. I am newly certified and credentialed, so I don't want to rush and just say, okay, this is my niche. But I definitely want that to kind of unfold naturally and for me to have a passion for what I'm doing and able to service clients in the best way.
Now, you're the director of marketing at ICFNYC, and Laura and I were both involved with that chapter for years. We ended up becoming president at the end. How did you get involved with ICFNYC, and tell us a little bit about what it is that you do, you know, for them?
Oh, definitely. Yes, I've heard about you too, how amazing, the amazing work that you did with the chapter as presidents and otherwise in other areas as well. So it's great to meet you guys finally. Yes, how I got involved was I've always kind of given back throughout my life. You know, I've always, regardless of what I was doing for regular work, always liked to volunteer and give back. I had kind of expanded my company out to New York, and for a couple of years I didn't have any organizations that I was working with. And since I was transitioning into coaching, after I joined ICF, I realized there were local chapters that you could volunteer with. So I'm like, oh, how perfect. You know, I'm entering this world of coaching, and there's an area where I could give back. So that's what initially sparked that. And then so I joined two committees, the Special Projects Committee, which kind of put together special events throughout the year, and then Community Impact, because that was also a specialized committee that focuses on pro bono coaching, providing that to organizations that otherwise couldn't afford it. So I was on those two committees, and I did that for a year, and it was amazing, just an amazing group of people at ICF NYC. And then, you know, in talking about, you know, bringing your whole self to a situation, at first I didn't always, when I was in a coaching situation, feel comfortable saying, oh, you know, I'm a producer, writer, director, and I work in entertainment. Same thing when I'm in entertainment, I wasn't like bringing up coaching, and people had said, you know, you can't bring those things together within the marketing, like you have to pick, you know, a specific category. And I just didn't feel at a certain point I was being authentic and leaving part of myself out of specific things I was doing. So when I joined the ICF NYC chapter, I said, I'm going to bring all of me. I'm going to bring all of it, even if someone doesn't think producing has something to do with coaching. I'm just going to at least mention it. And so I brought my whole self, and when I volunteered on those committees, it was flawless. I mean, everything fit perfectly. I was able to do, you know, graphics and design and videos and for the organization. And I'm like, you know, it does fit. I do fit here. So it's been an amazing experience. And, right, you know, after I volunteered on committees, they were like, would you be interested in, you know, joining the board or, you know, running for a board position? And I said, yeah, you know, so I went for it. So I'm just kind of going with, I guess, in the flow again of what's unfolding for me, my coaching, you know, career.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. And one of the things that Laura and I learned is after becoming president, running for president, that stays with you forever. It brings some credibility, actually, to the coaching clients. Whether they think you know how to coach or not, I don't know. But having been the past president, and I was on the board of the ICF Global, it really does help in terms of marketing oneself.
It does. It does. And, you know, they always say that shouldn't be the reason why you do it. And initially it wasn't my reason. It was just, this sounds like fun. It's an opportunity to meet other coaches, a sense of community, to meet more people in the, you know, in the New York area, and then also to, you know, just be a part of volunteering. But definitely I found putting that on my social media, people reach out to me like, oh, you're the director of marketing. So that's just, you know, for all of us, it's an added bonus that maybe we didn't expect.
That's right.
Absolutely. And I think you'll find that ICF is the gift that keeps on giving. So that's good. I'm so glad you told that story, because both Bernie and I have done some mentor coaching before, and there are just tons of coaches coming into the community every day. It's a growing profession. It's amazing. And they're always, oh, I don't want to let people know that I do this or that. And I always tell them, bring whatever you have to the table, because there's only one you. There's only your talents are blended. You just have that special blend. So I'm glad you said that, because a lot of them think, oh, I have to fit into the mold. If I'm an executive coach, I can't be involved in entertainment. But yes, bring it all to the table, because everybody needs their own unique niche, so to speak. So, but you mentioned special projects, and I know you got a bunch, and I know you had a personal one going on, but besides that, what special projects are you working on right now?
Oh, my goodness. I had to narrow them down, because I tend to be a highly functional multitasker, which sometimes can be a hindrance. So currently I'm working on, I also have my own show, The Ann Coy Show on YouTube. I am building a streaming platform and mobile app called MangoSeed.tv. It's a transformational lifestyle and entertainment platform to provide, it's a double-sided, it provides a way for people within the entertainment industry that have created transformational content to get their content out. So it's kind of like a transformational Netflix person. And I've built the mobile apps and I've built the streaming platform. It will launch next year, and I'm in the process of working on, you know, getting like the Roku app, the Amazon, you know, I don't even know if we can mention these on this, but, you know, the television app versions of that as well, and will launch next year. But I'm very excited about it, because it will help creators get their stuff out, because a lot of the, sometimes the larger networks won't give you an opportunity, or that opportunity is not there for the independent creators. So to be able to provide, that's great. And then to be able to provide transformational content for, you know, unique content created by people who are truly passionate about creating transformational content for viewers, I'm very excited about that as well. And, you know, I'm also, you know, trying to, as I'm figuring out where coaching fits within my business, just, you know, building my coaching business part. And, you know, so far I've kind of landed on blending entertainment and coaching somehow. So just providing a platform where, you know, maybe my own coaching show, who knows, I'm working on it still.
Well, one of the things that I've learned over the years is that even if I'm not coaching, the skills that you have as a coach could be used in so many different areas, even if with friends and family. One of the best skills is learning how to listen. In this society, most people don't listen to each other. So having that skill is really terrific and be used anywhere, even if you're not coaching. So I just throw that out to you. One of my questions is, you mentioned the Ann Coy Show on YouTube, and I've been watching a bunch of them and having a lot of fun, actually, with what you're doing. Can you tell us, our listeners, a little bit about what went into you actually doing this? And maybe, you know, we talk about as coaches negative self-talk. What challenges did you face actually putting this show together and going forward with it?
Okay. So my inspiration for creating the show was, one, I'm a performer. And a lot of times when you're a performer, you don't always work. You'll go on auditions a lot, and you'll be auditioning. So you go on 100 auditions, and you get one role. And so I just always had a really strong – but that, to me, that's not performing, you know. So I wanted to create something where I had ownership of being able to put myself out there. So that's one of the reasons why I started the show. And secondarily, I feel like so many people would come to me independently for advice and different things, and I felt like, you know what, I'd much rather and sometimes repeatedly the same topic. So I thought it'd be kind of cool if I could create something where I could share it with a wider audience, and then people could just go look at it. But they come to me, I'd be like, oh, you want to learn how to make black bean soup or whatever? Just go to my YouTube channel.
I think that's why Bernie and I decided, well, let's do this show, because you want to get the word out. I mean, if you've got a profession or a career that's kind of working for you, and you've got a service that can help others, it's like you start thinking, how can I maximize the message and get it out there to as many people as possible? And certainly the radio is one way, podcast or another, and television is yet another. I know that you are the creator and the founder or the CEO of Mango Seed TV. Tell us a little bit about what is that, because you've mentioned transformational. What's that? Did we lose Antoy?
I'm still here.
You know, let me tell you, she may come back. We will certainly give her that opportunity. But she happens to be down in South Carolina, and she told us before the show started that she had to, and where she is doesn't have great internet service, so she had to drive to Walmart to get a connection. That's why you heard a little bit of static. And we'll give her a chance to call back, and hopefully she didn't lose the whole
definitely, because she has such a good story to tell, so many different things that she's working on, and I'd love to hear more about what inspires her to do so many things.
I know, and it's kind of amazing, but I love that, and I think you and I have done that also, though. I love that she's taken coaching and just stuck it in other stuff, because like you said, it's like, once you have the coaching skills or once you take coach training, it's hard. You can't go back. You can't go back. So you have to kind of keep moving with it, you know. It's like when your eyes have been opened. So she's certainly doing that. as we were saying, it's exhausting, but she's certainly doing it. So it'll be interesting to hear just how she juggles everything. But like she said, I think she's a high-functioning multitasker, so maybe that's her secret. I don't know.
And actually gets things done as a multitasker, because so many don't.
Yeah. So, my. Well, let's see. We still have a few minutes left. So what do you want to talk about, Bernie?
let's see. Well, I'm happy that I'm still busy with some clients, because, as you know, I'm semi-retired, so I don't really go out there and look. But I'm really enjoying working with some of the people that the company I've worked for so many years, and it never gets boring. When you're coaching. And one thing I learned is I'm glad it's not my problem usually. it's easy to help when it's someone else's.
Oh, I know. I think we might have her back. Let's see.
Hi, you guys. Sorry about that. I lost my signal.
well,
that's okay. We kept going.
I gave away your secret and told him, man, you were in a parking lot in South Carolina trying to get internet, so it dropped.
But I'm like, I parked next to the cell tower so I could have signal. So hopefully that doesn't happen. Just so you guys know.
Well, we just kept talking. Bernie and I could always find something to talk about. And we talked about you, so you have to listen to the show and find out what we said. But
well, I'm back.
But I was asking you about Mango Seed TV because you had mentioned that it's a transformational kind of thing where you want people to get their stuff out there.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? And first, tell me where did that name, I know, but I want everybody to know, where did that name come from?
Oh, okay. So, well, I'll talk about the name and then I'll tell you about the transformation. So, you know, whenever you start a business, there's always, at least with me, there's this whole big thing like, okay, what am I going to call it? And then you have to make sure no one else has that name and all of the stuff you go through, you know, starting a business and selecting a name. But for me, I like to, with everything I do, kind of create a name that I'm mental words. I used to be a spoken word artist. So I feel like words are super powerful. So I wanted to name it something that, you know, would kind of embody my passion. And I love mangoes. So after going through a million different names, I was like, what's the thing I love the most? And I was like, mangoes, you know. And then I landed on mango tree. And then when I looked that up, it was like someone else had it. And then I'm like, I ended up with mango seed. And I thought that was perfect because I feel like the seeds of anything planted creates more of it. And then, you know, the abundance of the fruit, you can share that with people. And as they have that, there's more seeds and you can plant that. So I felt like it kind of reflected the work that I'm doing is, you know, when you plant those seeds, someone else can, you know, also share that with other people. And it just kind of grows and grows and grows. So that's kind of where the name Mango Seed came from, you know, out of my passion and just out of what a seed represents. And then the reason I wanted to start the transformational network was as a creator and artist within Hollywood, I was shopping shows and things within the system. And a lot of times, a lot of them got to a pretty successful place, never 100% all of them where I wanted them. And I saw that that was an issue for a lot of creators, whether they're producers, writers, directors, or whomever. And, you know, they would put out their films, they'd put them in film festivals, and, you know, they would do great, they'd get all these awards, and then they'd end up just sitting on a shelf, you know, after that. And, you know, then when they would try to get them on different larger platforms, you know, there's a lot of hoops that you have to go through. So I thought, like, what if I create something where they're able to easily get their stuff out there? So that's literally what Mango Seed, you know, the idea that started with it. And then once I started creating it, I noticed that the bigger networks were kind of like, oh, maybe this is a place where we can come to find new talent and original content. So now I'm kind of having that, and I haven't even launched yet. I've had, like, meetings and offers to buy me out or for me to come under their umbrella because they feel like I have access to these creators with original content. So it's been an interesting experience, but you know, the initial idea was to provide a space for creators that wouldn't otherwise get an opportunity to put their content that it's life-changing content specifically out there.
So, Antoine, you're involved, obviously, as you say, in entertainment, in the entertainment field. And I'm curious, so as coaches, we tend to attract people that have similar backgrounds. It's just sort of what happens. And I'm curious to know for entertainers, when you know, watch them, they're entertaining, so they always seem so confident and all. But as a coach, what type of concerns or challenges do people in that field have? And how you are you able to help them?
Well, you know, the funny thing is the thing that everyone has in common, no matter what field we're in, is that we're human beings. So what one of us in one field experiences, it's the same thing that someone else experiences. I think what heightens it for people within entertainment is, especially if you're a high-profile person within entertainment, is your life and business, business is being unfolded in front of the world. So I think it's probably a greater challenge, you know, if you're having a relationship issue or marital issues, it's in Facebook or it's in wherever. And so it magnifies what you might be going through. You know, you're just not able to go through it privately as maybe people within other industries. So that's kind of what I find is people within entertainment, you don't have those private moments. So you kind of, they need more assistance in dealing with the public and the private side of whatever they might be, you know, whatever issue they might be facing. But generally, it's the same issues. It's relationship, it's work, it's business, it's family, it's, you know, retirement. It's all the same exact things, but magnified because you have two sides to it, the public side and the private side.
Interesting. Thanks.
And I would think it would be even more magnified simply because, I mean, like Bernie says, we see people on television and they're doing fantastic things and go, wow, they're so confident. But I would think that confidence plays a big role, or confidence and the ability to keep accepting rejection, which always amazes me. It's like I would have chucked it in a long time ago. What do you have any advice or tips on how to deal with that constant renewal of confidence?
Well, the funny thing is, you know, in a famous movie, it says, you know, they keep calling me back. You know, I try to get out, and they keep calling me back.
Exactly.
But it's kind of like what entertainment is, because as artists and creators, you think, okay, I've had enough rejection, and as soon as you get that call, that next call, even if it's a possibility, it's not even an actuality. It's like that passion and that energy for what you're desiring comes back, and you forget about like all the conflict issues. It's a funny thing. I think artists, you know, at least what I've seen in entertainment, most people are super passionate about what they do for whatever reason. Some of them want fame, some of them want fortune, some of them want money, but whatever it is, they're super internally driven by it. So any possibilities of getting that when that pops up, it keeps them going. But I think you definitely have to have a true passion for whatever it is that you're doing, because regardless of how much rejection or how, even if you may not have the confidence to fully do it, there's always going to be something burning inside of you that keeps you going towards it.
But one of the questions I have is, what keeps you motivated in general? Because so many people, they're motivated and then they let the motivation kind of just peter out.
for me, it's being about authentic, really truly being about authentic about my why about things. Because sometimes people always want, they'll say, you know, you need to have like a good reason, you know, it's like being a good person. But I think like even if people that are just strictly money-driven can be super successful at achieving their goals, and maybe other people don't look at that like, well, that person's just going after money. But whatever that motivation is for you, it needs to be truthful to you, because that's what's going to drive you, and regardless of what other people might think of whether that motivation is, you know, right or wrong, within moral standards, of course, hopefully. But for me, I'm driven by my passion, you know, for the things that I'd like to do. And my hope is always that passion affects people in a positive way. So I have like almost like a list of things that I go by when I want to do something. I'm like, does it hit those four things? And if it doesn't hit all four of them, it's not something I really want to do, because it's not just about me pursuing what I want to do and, you know, living out my dreams, but I want the things that I'm doing to affect others in a positive way as well. So if it does that, I'm super happy about it.
Well, we can tell it does that for you. Okay, we only have a few seconds left. How can people find you, Antoy?
Okay, they can find me at antoygrant.com, on YouTube, The Antoy Show, and at mangoseed.tv.
All right. So we want to thank you so much for hanging in there and calling us back when you lost your connection and all of that. thank you for being on Coach Chat. And Bernie, thank you for being my favorite co-host in the whole wide world. We're going to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving, and we will be talking to you next month. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for having me. Thank you.